I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Remember last year's Barna study that found over half of American churchgoers didn't recognize the Great Commission? Well, Barna just released new information that parses through that study. On the point of biblical literacy, Keys for Kids shines. They offer a daily devotional that helps families build time in God's Word together. A story illustrates biblical application, and a verse brings it home. For this year, Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
We're putting out a challenge out there for 2019. Take the 40-day challenge and say, you know what, I'm going to commit to doing this for 40 days. Because I think as you begin reading stories, as you begin reading the Bible with your families, your kids start loving it because they're spending quality time with you. And you start doing it for 40 days, you start developing a habit.
We'll connect you at our website. And many young people are already deciding how they'll devote their lives to the Great Commission. But where will they go? What does the future of missions look like? Well, we talked to James Kelly, founder of Faith Tech and guest speaker hosted by InterVarsity, to find out.
There is an enormous, enormous opportunity right now to leverage technology in the context of missions, and we're not even close to tapping into it.
Kelly thinks that using tech for missions could mean an unprecedented impact on the world for the gospel message.
Technology has no boundaries. It has no walls. That means, though, is like it can reach people that you never thought you could reach.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.